This morning on WCHL, progress on the Rogers Road remediation plan has stalled in recent months. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about the weather getting colder and lots of people coming down with colds, sore throats, and maybe even the flu. All of that plus traffic and weather together, WCHL Championship Sports, and a lot more on your WCHL Monday Morning News.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
6:07 at WCHL. It is cold this morning. We'll talk about your weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes here. No moisture. That's a good thing. Progress on the Rogers Road remediation plan has stalled in recent months, but members of the Rogers Road Task Force want to make sure the towns and county keep working to move the plan forward. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has been covering the story all along and has this report.
Carrboro Alderman Michelle Johnson says she's frustrated by the lack of progress on the Rogers Road remediation plan.
I feel like given the conversation and people acting as if this information is new and bringing up options that were not actually recommended by the task force, I'm not sure I'm very optimistic, because if we continue to act that way, then nothing's going to happen.
She served on the historic Rogers Road Task Force, which this year drafted a plan to bring sewer service and a community center to the neighborhood that's lived with a landfill for four decades. But despite widespread support for the Rogers Road remediation plan, progress on implementation has recently come to a halt, as both Chapel Hill and Orange County face obstacles that thus far have prevented local leaders from investing money in the plan. Last week's Assembly of Governments was an opportunity to get elected officials from Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County together to figure out how to move forward. But the hour-long discussion veered into finger-pointing and recrimination and left some, including Johnson, wondering what, if anything, had been agreed upon.
To me, it feels like busy work. And while people might have the intention to actually do something in this community, folks have been waiting for 40 years for something to happen. It just sounds like more busy work. Another group talking about what needs to happen at Rogers Road when the task force made it pretty clear what we wanted to have happen.
Lee Storrow, who's one of two Chapel Hill representatives on the task force, says he's more optimistic about the outcome.
There have been challenges. There have been 40 years of challenges when it comes to providing the services we need to provide to this neighborhood. So I think it's important to keep a positive outlook and to keep moving forward under the assumption that we are all going to get this done.
Storrow says he expects the majority of the town council will support extending the town's extraterritorial jurisdiction, or ETJ, into the Rogers Road neighborhood. Unless that's in place, Chapel Hill leaders can't spend town money to fund improvements outside the town limits.
My hope and my expectation and how I intend to vote is that in January of 2014, the town of Chapel Hill will vote to extend our extraterritorial jurisdiction into the neighborhood. And I think that's an important step that will signal to the county and Carrboro that we are serious about this effort and we're serious about providing funding as part of our budget process.
The Chapel Hill Town Council is waiting until the ETJ process is complete before allocating any of the $5.8 million needed to bring sewer service to the 86 homes in the Rogers Road area. Orange County is also holding off on funding, but for different reasons. Currently, the EPA is investigating claims from the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, or RENA, that the county planning department engaged in environmental racism against the traditionally black working-class neighborhood. And until that investigation is complete, commissioners are reluctant to commit to any plan. Last week, elected officials from Carrboro and Chapel Hill encouraged the county to approve the remediation plan as a way to refute RENA's allegations and bring the investigation to an end. But County Commissioner Penny Rich, who has also served on the Rogers Road Task Force, said it's not that easy.
We probably have a little bit more information than the Board of Aldermen and the Chapel Hill Town Council on what the EPA complaint is. So even though it seems like it's a clear and simple answer, it really isn't.
And although she recognizes that both the ETJ process and the EPA investigation are far from finished, Rich says she's encouraged that all parties agreed to turn the task force recommendations over to municipal and county staffers for further examination.
We really can't move forward unless we have a clear indication from the managers, from our financial folks, from the lawyers, of what we can do. We can put recommendations on the table, but without knowing what the legal ramifications are and the financial ramifications are, we're nowhere.
The town and county managers will work through the winter to draft a report to the boards and council on the best way to implement the task force's plan. That report will be presented to local governments after the Chapel Hill Town Council votes on the ETJ extension in January. Meanwhile, the residents of Rogers Road will continue to wait, something they've been doing for 40 years. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
The Chapel Hill Town Council has a lot of business to settle before the holiday break. And to get it all done, the council is spreading its weekly meeting over 2 days. Tonight, the council will decide whether or not to move forward with the plan to build low-income housing on town-owned land next to the Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery. If approved, the project will be a joint venture with DHIC Incorporated, a Raleigh-based developer that specializes in building and managing affordable rentals using state tax credits. The council will also consider approving a new recycling partnership with Orange County and review plans to renovate Town Hall in the wake of this summer's flooding. Any issues not resolved tonight will be carried over to tomorrow night's special meeting, and the council will also be considering adoption of the controversial Central West Small Area Plan. Both of those meetings begin at a special time to accommodate the full agenda. The council will meet tonight at 6 o'clock and again tomorrow night at 6 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. WCHO News Time, 6:12. More news in just a moment.
It's been Thanksgiving over a hot stove. This year, celebrate Thanksgiving Day at Carolina 1663. They'll have a full buffet from 11 to 4 with a special menu created by their award-winning staff, featuring turkey, prime rib, shrimp, and grits, and all your favorite Thanksgiving and Southern classics. Your Thanksgiving feast is on the table at Carolina 1663. Now open in the Sheraton, Chapel Hill. Make reservations online at Carolina1663.com. That's Carolina1663.com.
Looking for unique gifts this holiday season? We've got you covered at the Vietri Outlet Store, where you can find one-of-a-kind Italian handcrafted dinnerware, glassware, flatware, and home decor, all up to 80% off retail. Come visit during our extended holiday hours, Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays 1 to 5. Red Window, the furniture boutique owned by the late Elizabeth Edwards, will also be selling its inventory of unique home furnishings at 50 to 80% off retail. Please visit Vietri.com for more details. Ciao!
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Are you the type who simply can't resist a classic?
He's looking at you, kid.
Go ahead. Make my day.
If you can't resist a classic, then Breadman's Restaurant is the perfect place for you. You'll love the banana pudding.
Hello, gorgeous.
And you can get a full breakfast anytime.
Inconceivable!
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily.
Breadman's Restaurant, since 1974. A Chapel Hill classic.
And God is my witness. I'll never be hungry again.
WCHO News Time is 6:14. As the weather gets colder, lots of people will start coming down with colds, sore throats, and possibly the flu. Ann Zellman is a clinical nurse for the Orange County Health Department. She says that so far here in North Carolina, influenza activity has remained low and is sporadic throughout the state, but that could change.
So far, it's been a mild season, but it's early. And most people would guess that flu peaks in November or December, but actually, historically, flu peaks in February.
She says this week the flu starts to spread because so many people will be gathering together.
Well, one of the things to remember is that the flu doesn't peak just because of seasonal variables, but it peaks because people come indoors and they come in close contact with each other. So it's important to remember that when you find yourself in that kind of environment, you want to be actively thinking about measures that you can take to prevent the flu.
Zellman tells us there are some very simple measures a person could take to prevent getting the flu.
Hand washing is very important. It's important to remember that the flu is an airborne disease, so if you're coughing and sneezing, you want to make sure that you're doing that into your elbow or into a tissue and that you're washing your hands afterward.
She says that if you've not gotten your flu shot yet, you need to do so as quickly as you can.
It's absolutely not too late. It's really important to continue vaccinating through February and sometimes even longer, depending on what the flu behavior is like out in the community. Anyone who hasn't had a flu shot yet should definitely get one as soon as possible.
Zellman says young and old alike should get a flu shot.
Everybody needs a flu shot. And that's the CDC recommendation. Everybody over 6 months should get a flu shot.
Coming back to Chapel Hill, there's good news for in-state undergraduates at UNC. There will be no increase in tuition next year. The bad news, if you're an out-of-state undergrad, get out the checkbook. The Board of Trustees looked at the expense of attending UNC next year at their meeting this past week. Andrew Tai reports for Carolina Connection.
Unlike in many recent years, in-state tuition for UNC undergrads will stay the same next year. North Carolina residents will continue to pay a little more than $8,000 in tuition. Provost Jim Dean says the decision to keep tuition the same wasn't his to make.
President Tom Ross, the president of the university system, communicated several months ago that he did not expect that there would be any increases in tuition for undergraduate resident students at all. So we did not make a decision about resident undergraduate tuition. We were told that there was no decision to make, that undergraduate resident tuition next year will be the same as undergraduate resident tuition this year.
When board member and student body president Christy Lambden ran for office last year, he wanted to work on keeping the tuition and fees down for students. Lambden says he's pleased with the outlook on tuition for next year.
You know, I'm delighted that we haven't seen any campus-based tuition increases for undergraduate students, and also delighted that the tuition increases for graduate students are minimal and are going in what I believe is the right direction in terms of going towards financial aid and also going towards faculty retention.
Out-of-state undergraduate tuition, however, will see an increase, and a big one at that. An increase of more than $3,000 will bring the cost north of $31,000 for non-residents. But this money won't go to UNC, but rather it will go to the state's general fund. Graduate students, no matter where they're from, will only see a $350 spike in tuition. Chancellor Carol Folt says she is worried about the big tuition increase for out-of-staters.
Well, I think the concern is, as was discussed by Provost Dean, that we could really change the pool of applicants, and we think we're getting such a fantastic student body, and that is a significant increase. If we also have that increase, it's an increase in the amount of financial aid because we want to stay NEET blind. We also want to stay able to have the Carolina Covenant. So many of these things work together, and what we really hope is that we'll continue to attract as many great students from around the world as possible.
As for the fees that students face, there will be an increase of 1.2% next year, about $30. In Chapel Hill, I'm Andrew Tai.
Carolina Connection is the radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. It airs every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the academic year, but we'll be off for Thanksgiving break this week. WCHL News Time, 6:19. And time to take a look at your Chapel Hill, Carborough traffic and weather together. First of all, traffic brought to you this morning by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, home of the 79-cent fountain drink. The best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served with at 34 degrees with that great chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Not a lot happening in traffic this morning, but things starting off a little slowly because it's so cold. It is 25 degrees right now, definitely below freezing. You're going to have to let your car warm up just a little bit before you head out this morning. So no ice to scrape, anything like that, no frost. So, you know, at least we don't have that worry. But it is rather chilly out there today, but no problem so far with our morning traffic. Now, your WCHL Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Stop in for a quick lunch today, and you can select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham up Mount Moriah Road. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks pretty good. It's a little chilly out there, 25 degrees, if you don't mind the chill. We have clear skies today. And I was surprised this morning not to see any ice or anything out there. But no problems as far as that's concerned. But, boy, it's a really cold day, and there's no question about it. Winter has fallen upon us now. Now let's turn to WCHL Championship Sports this morning on WCHL. We're going to start with a big, big win yesterday. And in basketball, Carolina basketball team improved to 4-2 in this young season. But few saw the fourth win coming against the number three ranked team in the country, the Louisville Cardinals. Somehow these young Tar Heels always believed. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on a big win for Carolina.
What a Sunday surprise for Tar Heel Nation. Carolina basketball snapped the defending national champion Louisville Cardinals' 21-game winning streak with a 93-84 win to claim the Hall of Fame tip-off championship. Kennedy Meeks was a force inside, and Bryce Johnson provided some electric moments, but it was Marcus Page's 32 points that led the way for the Tar Heels with confident shots like this one.
Tokido on the floor. Picks up his dribble on the right wing. Bounce pass to Britt, top of the circle. Johnson sets the screen. Britt penetrates, pitches. Page.
Yes, sir. Page knew it was in the entire time. We were looking down the barrel from just behind him. He shot that ball and took off down court. He knew that was in from the time it left his finger.
That was Dave Nathan on the Tar Heel Sports Network with the call. Page says he understood his role as the leader of the team at the start of the season, but now he says he's growing more and more comfortable in the role.
I think from the start, you know, I felt that that's my role and that's my job. But, you know, even as we play more games, it just becomes more natural for me. And, you know, I can be more of a, you know, a out there leader where I can yell at guys and get on guys. And they really look to me. And, you know, it's something I appreciate, I guess.
Page says no one was giving the Tar Heels much of a chance in their matchup with Louisville, but he says his teammates always knew they could get the win if they took their energy and intensity up to another level. And as the game progressed, that belief only grew.
Not very many people outside of this locker room expected us to win, and a lot of people didn't even expect us to, you know, have a chance to win. So, you know, we knew if we played together and played hard, gave more effort than we have all year, then we'd have a chance. And, you know, the way we played in the first half, when we came into the first half, we were real confident because we didn't play great and we were still tied. And then that just gave us the confidence to come out and, you know, finish the game.
Head coach Roy Williams says the feeling in the locker room this weekend was a whole lot better than the atmosphere a week ago after the Belmont debacle.
I just feel very, very good about our team. 180 degrees away from everybody in that locker room is what they felt like last week. We knew we had to play our best. We couldn't play anything less than the best in order to win this game. We didn't talk too much about winning. We talked about playing a heck of a lot better. And I think we did play a heck of a lot better.
Coach Williams says his team had to play extremely well in all facets of the game to beat a Rick Pitino-coached Louisville team, and they managed to do just that.
You got to play the total game when you play them. You got to guard people. You got to handle the press. You got to score in half court. You got to do everything.
After a little Thanksgiving break, the Tar Heels will hope to continue the momentum as they hit the road to face UAB at 6 p.m. Sunday. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Carolina basketball on our website, chapelboro.com. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHO.
Great win for the Carolina basketball team over the weekend, and certainly every Carolina football fan is still talking about Saturday's win over Old Dominion on Saturday at Keenan Stadium. Tar Heels set lots of records in that game with 80 points, a rout of Old Dominion that could have been worse, that gave UNC its sixth win of the season, meaning that the Tar Heels are now eligible for a bowl. And it was such an exciting day in so many ways. We'll have details coming up for you next hour on our next sportscast on WCHL. Next up, the Tar Heels, of course, the regular season finale against the number 24 Duke Blue Devils this Saturday. And we don't even need to talk about the importance of that game. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website at chapelboro.com. Well, again, we'll have more on that game coming up for you next hour right here on WCHL. Hope you're off to a good start this morning. It is rather chilly out there, 25 degrees right now, and it's going to get a little bit better, I promise. 625 at WCHL. Good morning.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. When is a deal not a deal? Neither side believes it's giving up much of anything but has something to gain from it. And both believe it's to give the other side a chance to come to its senses. What has been made in Geneva is not an actual deal, says columnist David Rode of Reuters and The Atlantic.
There isn't a deal here with the Iranians. This is a freeze. So, in essence, we've got 6 months now to see if there can be an actual agreement that rolls back this program or not.
More after this.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP, and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
President Obama, in his statement the other night, said that the basic sanctions against Iran still stand.
The broader architecture of sanctions will remain in place, and we will continue to enforce them vigorously. And if Iran does not fully meet its commitments during this six-month phase, we will turn off the relief and ratchet up the pressure.
Now, Iran's President Rouhani, meanwhile, is telling his people that in the agreement,
the world powers have recognized Iran's nuclear rights.
Not that his country needed any such recognition, he said.
The Islamic Republic of Iran innately enjoys this right.
Does the agreement mean that the United States and the other countries are just pretending that Iran is changing its ways? Not at all, says Secretary of State John Kerry.
We're not sitting here pretending that Iran is going to suddenly turn over a new leaf. We have to prove it. And our structure in this agreement, I believe, will adequately prove it.
Kerry says with verification, you don't need trust.
So you don't have to trust the people you're dealing with.
Kerry believes the agreement provides for verification, and that's what makes it historic. Israel has more than a passing interest in all this, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu believes...
What was concluded in Geneva is not a historic agreement. It's a historic mistake.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know your home-based business may not be covered by your homeowner's insurance? Many people have started a home-based business, but there's strict guidelines between homeowners and business insurance policies. Business pursuits within the home or conducted in a detached structure are excluded from the standard homeowner's policy. Don't assume your home-based business is covered for property liability. Call High & Rubish at 913-1144 to schedule a complete review. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
It is said that one person's problem can be another's opportunity. This is Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers, and we have a problem. We have too many diamonds, and we would like to offer you the opportunity to buy them. You may know that we are very active in buying and selling estate jewelry, and over the years we have accumulated lots of diamonds from older pieces, and I have spent the last few weeks sorting, grading, and matching them into pairs for diamond studs, which we are offering at heartwarmingly low prices. Most of these diamonds are from rings, which are typically a much better quality diamond than those set in earrings. And most of these beautiful pairs of studs are offered at or below our replacement costs. Everything from a 1/3 carat total weight for $340 to a 2 carat total weight for $6,900. We only have 25 pairs available at these prices, and when they're gone, they're gone. With Christmas coming, guys, this is a rare opportunity to give her the diamond stud she's always wanted at an amazing price. Come in today or visit GrimbleJewelers.com for the complete list. You could make somebody very happy.
Today's offers at OurLocalDeal.com come from an array of Orange County businesses. Take advantage of 80% off a one-hour massage and a chiropractor consultation from Complete Chiropractic Sports and Wellness. Enjoy a session of pampering from the spa at Bell House with your choice of two treatments. Keep your home clean with a half-off deal from Vacuum Cleaner Hospital or grab some mouth-watering meals at Sutton's Drugstore for half off on Franklin Street. All of these deals can be purchased at OurLocalDeal.com, so check them out.
WCHL, good morning. It is 6:30, and time to take a look at your Chapel Hill cover of weather. First of all, it is really cold this morning, 25 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies today. Look for a high today of only 45. It got quite as cold yesterday as we thought it might, but it was still rather nippy and chilly and windy. And thankfully, no wind in the forecast right now. But just kind of a chilly morning. High 45 again today. That's about it. Tonight, mostly cloudy and then overcast with maybe even some ice pellets and a chance of rain. Tonight, late, overnight low around 32 around the freezing point. Chance of precipitation is 50%. Now, that's when the situation could get a little bit different. No precipitation right now, but late tonight it could happen. Tomorrow, overcast with the rain in the forecast with a high of 52 degrees. And then tomorrow night, overcast with rain and fog overnight and a low around 40.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett. Slippery going in Santa Fe, New Mexico, even if you're on foot.
Pretty icy.
And even though I've cut traction on my shoes, sometimes it just doesn't help, baby.
That storm system brought snow to New Mexico and Oklahoma, freezing rain to Texas. It's working its way eastward. Brian Cordy with the National Weather Service.
By tomorrow morning, we expect a pretty significant storm to be just about to the south and east of New Orleans. And that'll be moving quickly through the southeastern U.S., and by Wednesday morning, it'll be up around New York City.
That could impact Thanksgiving travel. In Midland, in the Texas Panhandle, officials told people to take sleeping bags with them if they got sidetracked on highways coated with snow and ice. Driving tips in Big D from Dallas Street Services, Dennis Ware.
We're advising everyone to keep your distance from the car that's in front of you.
Ice on the roads there. More than 300 flights canceled at DFW in the past day. Airport spokesman David Magana cautions.
We have cancellations at DFW. It's going to have a ripple effect across the country.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
632, 24 degrees in Chapel Hill. And this is WCHL, I'm Rod Stutz. Progress on the Rogers Road remediation plan has stalled in recent months, but members of the Rogers Road Task Force want to make sure the towns and Orange County keep working to move the plan forward. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Carper Alderman Michelle Johnson says she's frustrated by the lack of progress on the Rogers Road remediation plan.
I feel like given the conversation and people acting as if this information is new and bringing up options that were not actually recommended by the task force, I'm not sure I'm very optimistic, because if we continue to act that way, then nothing's going to happen.
She served on the historic Rogers Road Task Force, which this year drafted a plan to bring sewer service and a community center to the neighborhood that's lived with a landfill for four decades. But despite widespread support for the Rogers Road remediation plan, progress on implementation has recently come to a halt, as both Chapel Hill and Orange County face obstacles that thus far have prevented local leaders from investing money in the plan. Last week's Assembly of Governments was an opportunity to get elected officials from Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Orange County together to figure out how to move forward. But the hour-long discussion veered into finger-pointing and recrimination and left some, including Johnson, wondering what, if anything, had been agreed upon.
To me, it feels like busy work. And while people might have the intention to actually do something in this community, folks have been waiting for 40 years for something to happen. It just sounds like more busy work. Another group talking about what needs to happen at Rogers Road when the task force made it pretty clear what we wanted to have happen.
Lee Storo, who's one of two Chapel Hill representatives on the task force, says he's more optimistic about the outcome.
There have been challenges. There have been 40 years of challenges when it comes to providing the services we need to provide to this neighborhood. So I think it's important to keep a positive outlook and to keep moving forward under the assumption that we are all going to get this done.
Storo says he expects the majority of the town council will support extending the town's extraterritorial jurisdiction, or ETJ, into the Rogers Road neighborhood. Unless that's in place, Chapel Hill leaders can't spend town money to fund improvements outside the town limits.
My hope and my expectation and how I intend to vote is that in January of 2014, the town of Chapel Hill will vote to extend our extraterritorial jurisdiction into the neighborhood. And I think that's an important step that will signal to the county and Carrboro that we are serious about this effort and we're serious about providing funding as part of our budget process.
The Chapel Hill Town Council is waiting until the ETJ process is complete before allocating any of the $5.8 million needed to bring sewer service to the 86 homes in the Rogers Road area. Orange County is also holding off on funding, but for different reasons. Currently, the EPA is investigating claims from the Rogers Eubanks Neighborhood Association, or RENA, that the county planning department engaged in environmental racism against the traditionally black working class neighborhood. And until that investigation is complete, commissioners are reluctant to commit to any plan. Last week, elected officials from Carrboro and Chapel Hill encouraged the county to approve the remediation plan as a way to refute RENA's allegations and bring the investigation to an end. But County Commissioner Penny Rich, who has also served on the Rogers Road Task Force, said it's not that easy.
We probably have a little bit more information than the Board of Aldermen and Chapel Hill Town Council on what the EPA complaint is. So even though it seems like it's a clear and simple answer, it really isn't.
And although she recognizes that both the ETJ process and the EPA investigation are far from finished, Rich says she's encouraged that all parties agreed to turn the task force recommendations over to municipal and county staffers for further examination.
We really can't move forward unless we have a clear indication from the managers, from our financial folks, from the lawyers, of what we can do. We can put recommendations on the table, but without knowing what the legal ramifications are and the financial ramifications are, we're nowhere.
The town and county managers will work through the winter to draft a report to the boards and council on the best way to implement the task force's plan. That report will be presented to local governments after the Chapel Hill Town Council votes on the ETJ extension in January. Meanwhile, the residents of Rogers Road will continue to wait, something they've been doing for 40 years. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
In other news this morning, the Chapel Hill Town Council has a lot of business to settle before the holiday break. And to get it all done, the council is spreading its weekly meeting over 2 days this week. Tonight, the council will decide whether to move forward with a plan to build low-income housing on town-owned land next to the Chapel Hill Memorial Cemetery. If approved, the project will be a joint venture with GHIC, Inc., a Raleigh-based developer that specializes in building and managing affordable rentals using state tax credits. The council will also consider approving a new recycling partnership with Orange County and review plans to renovate Town Hall in the wake of this summer's flooding. Any issues not resolved tonight will be carried over to tomorrow night's special meeting, when the council will also be considering adoption of the controversial Central West Small Area Plan. Both of those meetings begin at a special time to accommodate the full agenda. The council will meet at 6 o'clock tonight and tomorrow night at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. As the weather gets colder, lots of people will start coming down with colds, sore throats, and possibly the flu. And Zellman is a clinical nurse for the Orange County Health Department. She says that so far, here in North Carolina, influenza activity has remained low and is sporadic throughout the state, but that could change.
So far, it's been a mild season, but it's early. And most people would guess that flu peaks in November or December, but actually, historically, flu peaks in February.
She says this could be the week the flu starts to spread because so many people would be gathering together.
Well, one of the things to remember is that the flu doesn't peak just because of seasonal variables, but it peaks because people come indoors and they come in close contact with each other. So it's important to remember that when you find yourself in that kind of environment, you want to be actively thinking about measures that you can take to prevent the flu.
Zellman tells us there are some very simple measures a person can take to prevent getting the flu.
Hand washing is very important. It's important to remember that the flu is an airborne disease, so if you're coughing and sneezing, you want to make sure that you're doing that into your elbow or into a tissue and that you're washing your hands afterward.
And she says, if you have not gotten your flu shot yet, please do so. It's good for young and old. Everybody should get a flu shot. This is the traditional week of getting together with your family members and giving thanks for the things you have in your life, such as your health, your home, and your job, to name a few. But for some folks, they don't have enough income to be able to provide themselves with a Thanksgiving meal. John Dorward is the executive director at Interfaith Council Social Services. He tells WCHL that the IFC will be providing food for a large number of families for Thanksgiving.
The 400 meals for the families, we actually supply them with the turkey and the all the sides that go along with that, that they can go home and cook themselves.
He says they do it because so many families just can't afford it.
Turkeys and then at Christmas, the hams and things like that, they can get kind of pricey. And so some people are not really prepared to be able to do that. And this way that they're able to provide their family with the same type of meal that the rest of us are doing.
The pickup of these food items begins today and runs through Wednesday. Families who qualified for the Thanksgiving food have already signed up and have already been approved. Dorward also tells us there will be a traditional meal on Thanksgiving Day for the homeless in Chapel Hill and surrounding area.
We'll be at the community kitchen, which is in the old municipal building down there on the corner of Columbia and Rosemary Street. And I believe that happens somewhere right around noon.
News around town this morning, the Orange County Department of Social Services is requesting donations for the 6th annual Toy Chest. The department partners with the Marines Toys for Tots program to provide low-income families with new toys for children. Collection boxes for toys will be placed at various locations around Orange County for the public to drop off until December 13th. The 2013 Toy Chest will be held at the Department of Social Services from 10 until 6, December 14th through the 16th. If you'd like more information, you can view this news around town story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 640. Coming up next, Kate Enchelmeyer has today's commentary on WCHL.
The holidays are here, and you know what that means. It's time to start planning your holiday parties. And R&R Grill in Chapel Hill is the perfect place for an unforgettable get-together. So whether you're looking for a place to entertain for 10, 20, 50, or even 100 people, there's plenty of room at R&R. With great local food, excellent service, and a wide selection of beer, wine, and cocktails, R&R Grill is the perfect place to host your holiday party. Don't miss out. Book now.
Visit rnrgrill.com or give Rob or Ross a call at 919-240-4411 today.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. I'm pleased to announce the addition of Catherine Clark and Cindy Goodman to my sales staff. Catherine and Cindy come to Tony Hall & Associates with years of experience in the Chapel Hill real estate market. Contact us today for professional real estate service at 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
24 degrees in Chapel Hill, 642 at WCHL. Good morning.
WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Kate Enschelmeyer. Quit smoking today for a healthy tomorrow. That's one of the taglines for the 2013 National Great American Smokeout Campaign, which occurs every year. This year it fell on November 21st. With this annual attention on awareness of the Great American Smokeout, many of us think about those around us who are smokers and wish they would quit. Or we think about those who have quit smoking and maybe even think about how long it has been since we last smoked. Here in North Carolina, we are very lucky to have so many smoke-free areas, including all of the UNC campus and most of Chapel Hill. But did you know that many of us who don't or never smoked are at risk for Silicon Valley Syndrome, or SVS? That is because sitting is the new smoking. It is starting to get some attention, but not nearly enough. Physical and mental health systems arise from spending way too much time sitting, oftentimes in front of a computer screen. So many of us have computer-centric lives that we are all at risk for this. We love our technology, and all of it can make us feel like we are being more productive. But studies have shown that the technology can cause us to put our bodies into positions that are unhealthful, and just as unhealthy as smoking. The most common problems are eye strain, followed by back and neck pain, headaches, wrist pain, carpal tunnel syndrome, and insomnia. People who spend most of their time sitting increase their risk of diabetes, cardiovascular events, and even death. Many of us have had lectures on office ergonomics and how to sit or position our monitors and keyboards, but the simple fact is we're not moving enough. So for starters, get up and take a stretch break right now. The body was designed for walking, but we don't seem to be doing too much of that lately. An Australian study published in October of 2012 in the British Journal of Sports Medicine compared watching TV and smoking. The authors calculated that every hour of TV that people watch, presumably while sitting, cuts about 22 minutes from their lives. By contrast, they estimated that smokers shorten their lives by about 11 minutes per cigarette. So as we think about the Great American Smokeout, we should also think about the fact that sitting is the new smoking. Make sure you get up and move more frequently, even if it's just a quick lap to the water cooler or the mailbox. This is Kate Enschelmeyer.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina Player, UNC football's flagship station. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Inside Carolina Athletics, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
What a weekend for Carolina Athletics, including Tar Heel football, which became bowl eligible with an 80-20 blowout victory over Old Dominion. The Tar Heels set school records for points with 80, total yards with 721, and total touchdowns with 11. How did they do it? Here's head coach Larry Fedora.
These guys, they prepared well all week, and I know everybody kept talking about, well, you're gonna have a letdown, this and that, and these kids, they took it to heart. We talked about it on Sunday about we're going to play the same way. It doesn't matter who we play. And that's what they did. They prepared themselves. They practiced hard all week, and they came out and played that way.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your business operations and your livelihood could come to a screeching halt. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your business can recover quickly. The way to do it is to have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency preparedness plan.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Carolina basketball had a superlative weekend as well, winning the Hall of Fame Tip-Off Classic with two impressive victories, 82-72 against Richmond and 93-84 over number 3 Louisville. Here's Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams after the Louisville victory.
We knew we had to play our best. We couldn't play anything less than the best in order to win this game. But we didn't talk too much about winning. We talked about playing a heck of a lot better. And I think we did play a heck of a lot better.
Inside Carolina Athletics has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
North Carolina football and basketball fans are smiling this morning. It was a great weekend. It certainly was. 647 at WCHL. And coming up, we'll have a look at your Chapel Hill Carborough weather. We have celebrity birthdays, Freddie Kiger's tribute quiz on the way as well on WCHL. So thanks for waking up with us this morning.
Remember the last time you had the flu? Headache, body ache, chills, fever, stuffy nose? Remember how awful you felt? The best way to prevent the flu is by getting a flu vaccine. UNC Family Medicine is here to help protect you and your family from the flu. After all, who wants to feel sick? Call us at 919-966-0210 or visit us at uncfamilymedicine.org. Just another way that UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location, right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway. UNCI.org.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or the custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Grimble's, Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. Now, let's check in with Rand Northam, who is freezing this morning, wearing a big coat and everything else, as a lot of people are. But he's having to wear his inside today.
Yeah, I knew it was going to be cold outside, but I wasn't quite expecting it to be as cold as it is inside.
Well,
I think the air conditioning is actually running.
Air conditioning is working great, isn't it? It's really... I just went back to my office a moment ago, and I know what you mean.
I'm pretty sure we have one of those auto systems that flips to heat when it needs to, and it's not flipped.
It's not flipped, that's for sure. But we're about to flip right here.
My fingers are... moving a bit slower this morning because they're not covered. I can't put gloves on to be working on the computer, so typing in a bit slower this morning.
I think I may have some of those fingerless gloves in my jacket. I'll check in just a moment. I'll loan them to you.
Sure. Yeah.
I love those things. Well, what's happening with the traffic this morning?
Well, traffic, we're seeing the usual suspects at this time right now. NC 54 eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40. Seeing some delays right now. Also, 15501 southbound between NC 54 and Manning Drive. Seeing some delays. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. No black ice out there as it's cold enough for it, but didn't have that precipitation. So, luckily, none of that yet, and I'm sure we'll have plenty of that before the season's over. Though they're calling for a dry and warmer winter for us this year, which is kind of surprising. I thought initially they were calling for wet and cold, but apparently drier and warmer this year, so we're not expecting a lot of snow, but we'll see, and if any of that does happen, we'll be sure to let you know here on WCHL. We'll keep an eye on the roadways, and we'll continue to do that throughout the day today as well. If you see anything, give us a call at 919-967-8363. You can be a WCHL Road Warrior, and you can also do it by tweeting us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
And it's kind of warm in this room, but, you know, it's getting cooler. I can tell already.
It's blowing in from from the hall.
It is. I mean, it's like being outside. You know?
It very much is. That happens when you have the AC running in the winter.
Oh, man. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks.
And hang in there, buddy. We'll see if we can get that heat fixed.
You bet.
Man. WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover of Weather brought to you by Elmo's Diner. When life demands more than just breakfast, Elmo's offers lunch, dinner, shakes, cakes, and so much more. Elmo's Diner at Carmel in Carborough. All right, 25 degrees right now, partly cloudy, high today about 45. Tonight mostly cloudy, then overcast with ice pellets and a chance of rain overnight tonight. Overnight low around freezing, around 32. Chance of precipitation is 50%. Tomorrow, overcast with rain in the forecast and the high in the low 50s. Tomorrow night, overcast with rain, fog overnight with a low only around 40. So it's going to warm up a little bit, but boy, it's chilly this morning. It is 6:52 at WCHL. Thanks for waking up with us this morning. And now, time to take a look at celebrity birthdays. We have a bunch of them. We'll start with TV actress Christina Applegate, who's 42 years old today. Singer Jamie Grace is 22. Movie actor Billy Burke is 47 years old today. He played Bella's father in Twilight, if you saw that movie. Billy Burke, 47 years old today. Singer Amy Grant is 52. She's still married to Vince Gill. I guess they are. I don't know. Movie actress Katie Cassidy is 27. Former football player in the NFL Donovan McNabb is 37 years old today. Football coach Chip Kelly is 50. He's a guy who coached at Oregon. Now he's coaching the Eagles. 50 years old today. Actress Jill Hennessy is 45. And game show host Ben Stein turned 69 today. I thought he was older than that, but 69. Bueller. Remember Ferris Bueller? He was the guy who said that. Bueller. This really funny guy and really smart guy. Economist and everything else. And we have some local celebrities celebrating birthdays today. I want to say Margaret Farley turns 23 today, 24. 23 or 24, I'm not really sure. But Margaret Farley is from Chapel Hill and lives in Raleigh right now. Dewey Burke, remember him? Biscuits, played basketball for Carolina. Dewey Burke doesn't live here now, but he has a birthday today. And Pam Herndon has a birthday today. And our birthday winner of the day is Tricia Weston. Tricia Weston, you're going to get a $10 gift certificate from UPS Stores, Florida Boulevard and Metamont. Tricia Weston, have a very, very happy birthday today from all your friends here at WCHL.
This is Ron Stutz along with Freddie Kiger.
How are you, my friend?
Doing just great, doing much better now that you're here.
Well, you're very kind, and I'll take this moment to say right off the bat, thank you. We are. We're going to do a Thanksgiving, kind of a Thanksgiving-oriented kind of question today.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready for that, yeah. I'm ready for Thanksgiving, and I'm ready for this.
Okay. Now, think about this when you're out doing your shopping. According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service, that sounds crazy. What do you do? What's your dad do? He works for the National Agricultural Statistics Service. Name one of the three leading states for turkey production.
Oh, yeah.
You got 50 states. You got three of them that are in the top three.
Yeah.
According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service, name one of the three leading states for turkey production.
With New Year's resolutions, ever noticed how you're always giving up things you like? Stop doing this, stop doing that. With BMW's Happier New Year event and a holiday credit up to $1,000, this holiday season truly will be the happiest in history. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance BMW in Chapel Hill. We're ringing in the holidays with more wows than ever before. Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a holiday payment credit up to $1,000 or financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months. Wow!
Parking a certified pre-owned BMW in your driveway in time for the holidays has never been more exciting. As the volume leader, Performance BMW has everything you need to not just have a happier new year, but the happiest new year ever. Visit our virtual showroom at performancebmw@chapelhill.com.
Holiday payment cash on select models. Financing with approved credit through BMW FS on select models for a specified term. See dealer for details. Take delivery before November 30th, 2013.
Certified pre-owned BMWs come with a protection plan for up to 6 years or 100,000 miles. BMW is the ultimate driving machine. 2013 Center of Excellence. Wow!
Like a true diner, we try to give you a warm and wonderful experience. Elmo's is where the staff learns your name and stops by your table to say hello. When your family comes to town, you bring them to Elmo's. It's not the fanciest place, you say, but this is our place. This is where we eat. We serve homemade food and breakfast all the time. We have comfy booths as well as tables and lots of high chairs and boosters for the little ones. We're a gathering place where locals see old friends and visitors make new ones. We're a community restaurant, a local favorite that strives to be a good neighbor and give back.
Boy, all the phone lines are ringing this morning. I already have an answer this morning.
You were asking to name the three states that are the top turkey producers in the nation.
According to the National Agricultural Statistics Service...
Well, one of them is North Carolina, right?
That is correct, but we're not number one. I'd say that we're two major turkeys and contributed to North Carolina being tied for second.
That's true, and she's always big on that kind of foul humor
I'd
say, well, that's North Carolina is one of them. Arkansas is another one, and Mississippi the other one. But the winner today is David Fulton, who knew right away that North Carolina was one of the three major turkey-producing countries, or states, rather. And it's kind of an easy question this morning. But, you know, we're in the mood for Thanksgiving and being nice to people and being thankful for people and everything else. So Freddie decided to ask a really, really easy question this morning, and that's why you got that one. All right. Congratulations, David Fulton. He's going to get a $10 gift card from Cruisers and also gets to swap a trivial prize. So thank you very much for calling in, David. Thanks for listening. And thanks, everybody, for calling in. Phones are going crazy. I could not answer all the calls. Thank you for calling.
Since 1975, Southern Season, with over 70,000 unique offerings and hard-to-find local products, has something for everyone. Whether looking for a loved one or 100 valued employees, our friendly and knowledgeable staff will make your shopping experience enjoyable. Visit today. Start with a meal at Weathervane, and then let us help you select a gift or make a gift basket especially for you. Southern Season, Chapel Hill's gift-giving destination for almost 40 years. University Mall, 201 South Estes Drive, Chapel Hill.
You're invited to the Arc of Orange County's 6th Annual Festival of Trees Gala. Join us on Sunday, December 15th for music by the Franklin Street Band, catering by Four Corners Grill, and desserts by Carolina 1663. Tickets are only $25 per person. Learn more at www.arcoforange.org/FOT. Thanks to WCHL for helping improve the lives of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Today's offers at OurLocalDeal.com come from an array of Orange County businesses. Take advantage of 80% off a one-hour massage and a chiropractor consultation from Complete Chiropractic Sports and Wellness. Enjoy a session of pampering from the spa at Bell House with your choice of two treatments. Keep your home clean with a half-off deal from Vacuum Cleaner Hospital, or grab some mouth-watering meals at Sutton's Drugstore for half-off on Franklin Street. All of these deals can be purchased at OurLocalDeal.com, so check them out.
All right, WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter weather, 24 degrees right now, partly cloudy, high today about 45, mostly cloudy this evening, and then overcast with ice pellets and a chance of rain. First time I ever remember seeing that in the forecast, ice pellets, low tonight around 32, around the freezing mark, chance of precipitation is 50-50, tomorrow an overcast day with a high of 52, so it will get better.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heels station.
7 o'clock.
Chapel Hill Economic Development. Open for business, to business. Find out more on the web at opentobusiness.biz.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setatani. Getting home from...